Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. If you haven't noticed, it's been bloody hot lately. And there was some wild weather last night. So we had to get Victoria's famous meteorologist on the show, Jane Bunn.
La Nina is causing wild weather across Victoria. And it's here for a bit longer yet.
Lightning, very, very frightening.
To tell you what's coming, please welcome Channel 7 weather presenter and meteorologist, Jane Bunn.
Oh, Janie, you are so welcome. Thanks for joining us.
What about that intro, Jane?
That was fantastic. I love being associated with La Nina. She can do some amazing things, like produce all the wacky weather we've had, all those huge rainfalls and all the rain we're still about to get.
What the hell? Because we love the temperature, of course. Always get warm weather around the Aussie Open. It's beautiful, early to mid-30s, loving that. I woke up, Jane, at about 6:30, 6:45 this morning, and the thunder felt like it was about a metre above my head.
Wasn't it loud? It was ridiculous, yeah. So in this pattern that has just been here for a week and a half now, where we've got this easterly airflow, so essentially Queensland has moved here into Melbourne. So if you're after a Queensland holiday, you didn't need to travel there. We have got it right here for you, and it's here for an extended period of time. But now we've got a trough that's coming in from the west. That trough has got the remains of Cyclone Tiffany. Do you remember her? She was here a couple of weeks ago.
Still floating around.
Here in the country. Yeah. So the remains of that still floating around. And now that brings the risk of thunderstorms. So we're very unsettled. So we're hot, we're humid, now we're unsettled. And whenever we get those storms, if you're right underneath, then it is torrential rainfall.
Ooh, sounds like my guts. Hot, unsettled, and then torrential rain. I tell you what, but last night, 80 mils in Mildura. I think in Kyneton there was 75. I don't know if Geelong got any rain at all last night, Janie.
That's what thunderstorms do. They are hit and miss. Yeah. I keep saying it because some places get an absolute drenching, whereas right next door, there's absolutely nothing at all. And that's what they do. So they're these, if you look at the radar, you see just these little cells. So they're little circles, and directly underneath that, it is really, really heavy. But anywhere just to the side, you've got blue sky.
I know. And very muggy, isn't it? Very, very muggy indeed.
Very muggy. We've had these easterly winds for such a long period of time that it's stuck here. Now, you know what's going to happen? What? From here, we've got storms brewing to the west now. We've had a little break during the day. We've got the risk of more storms late this afternoon and this evening. But then tomorrow, that's the big day. So these tonight are hit and miss again, but tomorrow it could be forming in a big long line so more people get hit. And with these storms tomorrow, 20 to 50 to maybe even 80 millimetres of rain. If you're caught in one of those, it could be absolutely torrential. So we've got that to look forward to, but that also brings the cool change. So what some people have been hanging out for, it's going to blow through in the early afternoon tomorrow, so no more of this hot, hot weather. But then we're going to heat up once again as we go into Sunday and Monday, so it's not completely gone.
Now, Janie, I've noticed.
What have you noticed?
With my own weather eye.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
The cumulonimbus are just building.
What did you
They tend to bring storms with them, don't they?
Oh, Jane.
That is a thunderstorm cloud. Sorry.
Thank you, Bill.
Look around. So at the moment, you're right on it.
He's a flog, Jane. Don't worry.
They're the ones that look like puffy. They're like cauliflower. Now, if they grow to a certain height, then all of the moisture inside them gets too heavy, so it falls out, and that's a shower. But if they can grow all the way up and get that anvil on the top of them, then they're a thunderstorm. So they come with lightning, thunder, and those torrential rainfalls.
Oh, I love it. Well, Mildura, Bill, 80 mils they got the other day.
And Kyneton.
60 mil is their whole average for a summer.
And we didn't get any down at Geelong. And so we can read all this on your new website maybe, Jane, yeah?
Oh, indeed, janesweather.com. It has just had its soft launch, and we're going to go to the big launch in about mid-February. And so it'll be a new way of looking at the weather, where not just one weather model and another weather model, we're combining them all so you've got the best forecast.
Wow.
Oh, I love that. How's your beautiful mum, Bev? She loves me, Bev.
Oh, no, she doesn't.
Oh, I hope she's listening now. She's got a shout out. She absolutely loves you, JV. She talks about you all the time. But because you're a Kangaroos fan, which she is as well, I'll give or take, leave you.
She's a saint.
You barrack for the Saints, Jane?
I do barrack for the Saints.
You know they're no good.
It's been, well, I know, look, that's the line we're going with. We're going with improving getting better from year to year.
They're like, this is the year. Like the weather. You don't know what you're going to get.
Well, I'd like to project that St Kilda is going to have a cracker.
You know, we were the Wangaratta Cup ambassadors, Jane and I, up there. Went to Wangaratta and walked around and spoke to all the locals, didn't we, Jane?
We did. We did.
Oh, Jane, she's getting beeped. Hey, Janie, thank you so much. Love you on the 7 News, of course, where you're completely dominant. And janesweather.com, check out the website, of course. And we look forward to this weekend now. All hell's about to break loose.
Look out, Jane.
Thanks for that, Jane.
Thanks, boys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50K cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.